Thomas Shelby, from where?
From Birmingham.
Goodness.
No, not much.
Hey, Carlton. I breed racehorses and train them. What is it you do?
I rarely answer questions. That's what I do.
Somebody! In the border fires and the humming
wise, man, you know you never could. Mr. Shelby, you're meant to be resting.
I've learned something, Francis. There's no rest for me in this world.
In a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Now, why would I shake the hand of a man who didn't even fight for his country? By order of the Peaky Blinders.
Tell you that you've been a good boy.
Not a good idea to look at Tommy Shelby the wrong way.
Racing, Fernando Blue out fast. Tommy Shelby a little bit slow to begin. Fernando Blue going fast. Utah Blue's the inside, followed by Shimmer Classic. Out of the straight now. Fernando Blue, he got over to the inside and shot away four in front. Tommy Shelby in hot pursuit second. Six lengths away, then came Utah Blue's, followed by Lakeview Cruiser. Then came Christo Bale, followed by Shimmer Classic. Then came Tigalong Tonkin, back of the tail, Tyler Durden. Up on the outside goes Tommy Shelby, now up to tackle Fernando Blue. Fernando Blue and Tommy Shelby, here's a great go. Tommy Shelby, I think Tommy's just won the cup for Fernando Bluey. A gap away third to be Lakeview Cruiser, followed by Christo Bale. And then came Utah Blues, followed by Tigalong Tuck, Tyler Durden. And the race time is around 29.88.
Woof, woof, woof. Look at that. Well, hear that, actually. It's a little bit of a different montage, a little bit of a tip of the hat to the great Thomas Shelby, who got the Group 1 on the mainland last weekend, and boy, did the dog just want it. That blue Tommy Shelby just wanted that win, and he got it. I'm a little bit excited here on your Wednesday, the 3rd of March. I'm your host, Paddy Garshag, and welcome to the Non-Chasers. Kenny Shagger, how are we doing, my friends?
Very, very, very well. How about yourself?
Did that fire you up?
You look pretty chirpy.
I'm very chirpy. Yeah, how about you? Got to ask Hope, Scotland.
Fantastic, yeah. I think we're all chirpy this week because I think we all tipped up Tommy last week and he got the chalkies. And for the first time ever, we've interviewed a trainer and they've gone on to win a Group 1.
We did it. How's this? So, you know, in $20 dog, I thought I'd try and get a little bit adventurous and I did the same race multi, Tommy Shelby to win. That lobbed, and then Tigalong Tong to run a top three. So back to the drawing board for that one, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Now, congratulations to Connections, trainers, and, of course, the dog himself, Tommy Shelby. Super win. We'll touch on the race and analyse it a little bit later in the show. First things first, where is this big oaf of a man who normally sits next to me, fellas?
MIA. No idea.
I think the Dapto Deviant has I think he's hiding after getting the $1.50 shot beaten last week.
Oh, my God. We must quickly talk about that. This was, of course, in the sports bet John Dory. And what was it called?
The John Jury.
John Jury.
John Deron Dory.
And what was it? What was the name of the dog?
Timmy something.
Timmy Typhoon or something?
Typhoon Tim, yeah.
Typhoon that was Tim. It. And it was got backed into $1.50 off the back of some chatter on the non-chasers and didn't run top four. So well done to Gunner putting the old sword in that dog. You'll be back, old Typhoon Timmy. We'll touch as well on Dapto a little bit later in the show. A couple of little things we must talk about off the top. Some big news has come off the back of Saturday night. We effectively now have an Everest of the greyhound racing world. It's called the Phoenix. There's no dog called the Phoenix. So we did our background check to see if it was named after an illustrious dog. That is not the case. There was one called Fear the Phoenix. But the Phoenix, fellas, is essentially a slot race, 75,000 a slot, and it's going to be a big, it's a tick over $1 million, I think, and the winning purse is 750K. What will that do to the industry, Shagger?
It's going to get a few people excited, particularly if you've got a handy dog or a bit of cash to put up to buy a slot, then this is going to be an exciting race for sure.
It's effectively the exact same way as the Everest. You buy your slot, you negotiate with the parties. You don't have to be the owner of the dog, but you know, say I had 75,000 sitting in the back pocket, which I definitely don't. I go to Steve Withers and go, "Hey, I want Tommy Shelby running in this race for me. Let's negotiate how much, what the prize money split is after that." But no, super stuff, and it's great to see the team down at GRV innovating. That's how we're going to get more bums on seats in this sport. So super, super stuff, and can't wait for the Phoenix at the Meadows on the 18th of December.
Here in Australia, we've got some fantastic Group 1 races throughout the year, and the fact that we've actually got another top race coming up, like this is unbelievable.
Super stuff. I cannot wait for that. One person who might have a dog in that race, we're going to speak to a little bit later in the show. Glennie Rounds, a bit of a man crush going on between you and this man, I think, Shaggy. You love this man. You've tipped up about 1,000 of his dogs to be boom dogs. So we're going to speak to Glennie Rounds a bit later. And, of course, plenty more on the non-chasers. Just quickly as well, Houdini Boy, we won't dwell on it, but, you know, thoughts go out to owners and, well, connections and the team over at Cal Greeno there because, you know, a fractured hock. Yeah. It's going to be tough to get back from that, won't it, Shane?
Yeah, he had surgery this week, so they'll do everything they can to get him back, and best wishes to him.
All right, tip off the top. What do you got for us? We'll start with you, Ken Waddle, a great actual Scotland.
We're heading to the old home spot, Cannington. Race one, box one, undertaken, has been shown a lot of early pace recently at Cannington and Mandurah. It lands the Cherry here, and he's a very speedy beginner. I'd say he'll go off favourite in this race. It's a 275-metre race. Will absolutely sit. So it's race one, box one, undertaken.
Like it. And you, Shagaloa?
Mine's Ballarat, race 11, number 3, Invictus Spirit. Look, there's a bit of early pace on his inside, but if he doesn't spring straight to the front, I think that he should be able to begin better than the dogs to his outside and use that space to round up the leaders before the finishing line and, get the chockies.
The dog's not owned by, not trained and owned by Glennie Rounds, is there any chance?
Tis not.
Non-chasers multi last week, got it home?
I think we pretty sure we did. Two Thursday nights lobbed and then Tommy, I think, put it in on...
Yep. Well, I had Houdini Boy, luckily... The big fella wasn't able to, unluckily the big fella wasn't able to make a top three appearance, but luckily for non-chasers multi-backers, you only need 3 out of 4 legs. Thus is the great way we do it. Let's recap Tommy Shelby's race. Before we do, let's listen to the call from Saturday night.
Set to go, green light. Australian Cup about to go, they're ready. Set. Racing, Fernando Bluey out fast, Tommy Shelby a little bit slow to begin. Fernando Blue going fast, Utah Blue's the inside, followed by Shimmer Classic. Out of the straight now, Fernando Bluey got over to the inside and shot away, 4 in front. Tommy Shelby in hot pursuit, 2nd. 6 lengths away, then came Utah Blue's, followed by Lakeview Cruiser. Then came Christo Bale, followed by Shimmer Classic. Then came Tickalong Tonkin, back of the tail, Tyler Durden. Up on the outside goes Tommy Shelby, now up to tackle Fernando Bluey. Fernando Bluey and Tommy Shelby, here's a great go. Tommy Shelby. I think Tommy's just won the cup from Fernando Bluey. A gap away third of me late.
Ooh. Do you think that Steve Withers thought, Christ, we've cooked this again in the first 10 metres of that race? He didn't quite jump with him, did he, Shagger and Kent?
Could have been nervous in the initial steps. I thought off the back that he had him. It ended up being a super close finish. What a cracking race. I just wonder whether that pre-race interview with us might have just been the difference in the end just to get that nose in front at the line.
I was genuinely, I love the dog and, I would have wanted him to win anyway, but just off the back last week, I think when we told Steve that we put the knocker in a lot of dogs, I was just so nervous for him. I'm really glad that he's landed the chockies in that race.
Yeah.
I know you love Tommy, no other Kenny, but did he just wanted it, didn't he? He just wanted that race, and he's got that Group 1 on the mainland.
Yeah, I say all the time, he's the gunnest dog in Australia. He doesn't do the fastest times. He hasn't broken the records like Shimmer Shine and stuff, but what Tommy brings to the table is consistency. I think there's been a lot of Group 1 races since he's came over east where he just hasn't got the box race. He's just found trouble early, but he's still been the most impressive dog in the race, and I'm... I'm really happy for Steve that he's actually won a race like the Australian Cup, because Tommy definitely deserves it.
Absolutely. And great to see old thoroughbred jockey Willie Pike out at the Meadows on Saturday night. It was there was quite a funny photo with him sitting there with his Tommy Shelby cap. He's sort of going, what am I doing here? If you haven't, I'm sure you've seen it. If you haven't, go and check out Willie Pike at the Meadows on Saturday night. It was funny. Like this segment. It's called How Much Prize Money. Prize Money has that doggy one.
In the window. The one with the waggly tail. How much?
Prize Money has that doggy one.
In the window. I do hope that dog is for sale.
Okay. I've butted up here with another three, and I just have to get something off my chest. I run this segment off the Greyhound Recorder's statistics. Now, there was something put on Twitter last week. It was a Who Am I? And, of course, the dog was Tornado Tears. Now, I put as one of the clues that I've won a tick under $1 million prize money. Of course, the champ has won over $1 million. But the Greyhound Recorder still has Tornado Tears prize money is $985,000. So just to keep that in mind. You guys don't want to get stuck into me? Or?
You should just know this. Did we not like talk to Peter around the time he got the million? Or we definitely spoke about it before. It's not the first time you've been caught out.
I did it in a rush. And, well, they need to pick up their game. I'll hand all the blame over to them. Okay, this is how much prize money works. I'm saying a dog. You guys are telling me how much prize money that dog has won. And let's see who is the winner. Dog number uno. Tigalong Tonk. We'll start with you, Kenny.
Tonk? I'd say around 400,000.
Okay. Shag?
I've probably got two.
There's won a couple of country cups, I think. So, look, I'll maybe go 300,000.
Tigalong Tonk has won 384,760. Kenny gets the cash. Second dog, Faithy Bale. Shagger, we'll start with you.
150,000.
Kenny?
MF? Runs around well. They're in a lot of big races, but I don't think he's ever won any of the big prize money ones, so I'll go for about 65K.
Faithy Bale has won $138,140. It is one all here in how much prize money. Question three. Start with you, Kenny. Sunset Spitfire. Now, you talk about this dog a lot. You don't get this close.
He hasn't raced that much. Prize money in Cannington, I'm going to say about 75K.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
What's Shaggy got here?
Very similar amount. Look, I might go a touch under 70,000.
Sunset Spitfire has won 82,930. Kenny wins. How much prize money? 2-1. Well done to you, fellas. Gentlemen, something amazing happened on Saturday night. There's a man by the name of Mr. X. That's what we call. That's what we're calling this fella. Now, Mr. X thought he'd have a little bit of a flutter on the greyhounds at Mandurah on Saturday night. He decided to outlay $15. Mr. X, after three races correctly getting the top four in three races consecutively, so same race multied them into each other, he had 110,000 jump back into his sports bet account.
He must be looking at a Greyhound Recorder again, because Mandurah's not on Saturday nights.
Saturday 27th of February. That's when it was.
No, it must have been Friday. Oh, you
were they
after it was Friday night? It was after midnight.
I'd say after midnight on a Friday or
after
something.
After midnight, yeah. So it was
Saturday
on
morning.
It was on Saturday morning. So it was even for the late night operators over here. It was Saturday morning. So the first race, race nine, he got the top four, and that top four paid a handful of money, about 15 to 1, and then the second top four paid 43 to 1, and the third one paid $2, and he multied them all together. $15 on wins $110,000.
That's sensational. Love it.
Wow.
Massive collect. We'll be eating Vegemite toast at our end of year dinner, but yeah, that's legendary
well
stuff.
Well done to Mr. X. Yeah, and I'll put it in the group, and Shay goes, oh, that's not a bad collect. I've never won over $500, man. I'd like to do that.
Shagger sitting there buying up slots in the Phoenix.
Yeah, I wonder if Mr. X will buy a slot in the Phoenix. Okay. It's now called $25 dog because I once failed again. So what are we buttering up our $5 on here as we still continue the search to buy a greyhound?
Who was it that let you down in
Tigalong Tonk? I did the same race. Okay. I tried to get too clever.
Yeah.
Bust out. It was 8-1 too.
So speaking of buttering up again.
Yep.
Same race multi, Tigalong Tonk to win Thursday night and Zipping Sultan top two.
Oh, $5 on that. What are your estimated price?
Won't be a heap. Like, might only be $2.50, $3.
Okay, well, we've got to do it. Let's hope that it works for the sake of $25 dog because it's getting expensive now. Horacles. Okay, I've changed things up slightly today on Horacles. The well of Shepparton Google YouTube Greyhound Funny Search that didn't come up trumps this
week. Right, the well has gone dry.
So I thought I'd change Horror Calls today to a bit of a nostalgic call, and I've plucked a race call out of the past. Now, pretty simple game between you two. I just want you guys to tell me where this race was run and won. Okay, it's a fair while away. It's a fair while ago, but have a listen to this and tell me at the end of it if you can tell me where this race was run. Check this out.
First four pool is a bit larger than normal. Queensland TAB first four pool, 20,616. It's very rare we get to 20,000 in a first four. Such is the case tonight, and Vindicate number four, $1.60 and $1.20, is the favourite, ahead of three Oguri Cap. I would think the four and the five would single out early. We'll soon know. Set. Racing now. Vindicate began very well. So too Inky Rose and Laughing Victory. Oguri Cap back about third last on turning. The judge the first time. Laughing Victory got skittled. The leader here is Vindicate by about two lengths on Inky Rose. Three away Century Blossom. Three lengths then to Oguri Cap followed by Don't Cry. Further back Mystic Marco from Supremely Pretty. And Laughing Victory the last one. The favourite on top in the winter chase. Vindicate by four. Inky Rose trying very hard. Two lengths away Century Blossom. Four to Oguri Cap not doing a great deal followed by Don't Cry. And then came Mystic Marco down near the turn and Vindicate's gone further ahead. 7-8 lengths the margin on the last bend from Inky Rose and Century Blossom and then Oguri Cap, but it's Vindicate's winter chase in easy style. Vindicate by 10. Second Inky Rose, third Century Blossom, maybe Oguri Cap fourth, although Don't Cry's a chance of getting the skinny end of the prize in the first four position.
All right, can you tell me where that was?
Could I just intervene? I just want to. So I seen Shagger reach for his phone there, and I was like, he's going to Google this. And I actually seen what he did. He put on the timer, so he's trying to work out which track by the time done by the dog.
Wow.
So this is.
There was a few clues in there: Queensland TAB and Winter Chase.
Yeah. So look, my guess would be that that's at Albion Park over the 700.
That's your guess? Kenny?
If you had asked me first, I would have guessed Albion Park just because it seems like a long distance risk. But just because we love the track, I'm going to go again, Shagger, and say I've switched.
No. That was at the Gabba where they play cricket now. Of course, they used to race at the Gabba on the grass. That's where the old winter chase was back in. That was in 1992, I believe that was, or 1995, I think the call might have said. But that was at the Gabba. So if you didn't know, they used to race greyhounds around the perimeter of Woolen Gabba, where they definitely do not do that any longer.
Shagger needs to brush up on his Gabba winning times.
Certainly does. Slightly different horror call, that's for sure. I'll be back next week with something a little bit more serious. All right, Fast Bucks, Kenny.
Fast bucks.
All right, where are we playing this week? Powzos.
All right, so we're going to go to Sandown. We'll just call it where the scores are at so far. So last week I was sitting on a -$152. Got a few winners now on -$66, but still in last place. Gunner on -$63. He's a scratching today.
Yeah, good.
And still well in the lead is Mr. Shagger here on +$77.
Beautiful. All right. Are we ready to play? Names, please. Fast Bucks, music up in the background. Let's try and get this one done in 45 seconds. All right. Race one, Shagger.
Little Yala.
Kenny.
Shivers.
Race two, Kenny.
He Shall Blitz.
Shagger.
Wenham Star.
Race three, Shagger.
Envy to Burn.
Kenny.
Pop Rock.
Race 4, Kenny.
Tigalong Tonk.
Shagger.
Zipping Sultan.
Race 5, Shagger.
Busy Time.
Kenny.
A dog named after Shagger's kid, War Widow.
Race 6, Kenny.
Tyler Durden.
Shagger.
Rosted Off.
Race 7, Shagger.
Japara.
Kenny.
Lakeview Walter.
Race 8, Kenny.
Sunset Burski.
Shagger.
Burn Time.
Race 9, Shagger.
Black Gemstone.
Kenny.
Aston Marlin.
Race 10, Kenny.
Stiff Wind.
Shagger.
Magnus
Pale. Race 11. Well, that's it.
Oh,
it
was only 10
races. Only 10 races. Okay. Jeez, the ultimate fast bucks. That's it.
It was too fast.
Too fast for me. Way too fast. All right, let's take a break here on the Non-Chasers. Back with Glennie Rounds. Might have to put some slow saxophone music on in the background when Shagger wants to talk to him. But we're back with more Non-Chasers after this. Welcome back to the Non-Chasers here on SEN Track for Sports Bet. And we've got a great little treat. Shagger over here has just been chewing my arm off saying we need to speak to Glennie Rounds. I love the man. I tip his dogs all the time. His new litters coming through are just winning races. And I think he's got one of the next big superstars on the ranks. So, of course, as per tradition, we get the great man on the line, Glenn Rounds. Welcome to the Non-Chasers, mate.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad, Glennie. Not too bad. How is everything down at camp there in Devon Meadows at the moment?
Yeah, all good. Yeah, all good. Everything's ticking along nice for the week.
And talk to me about Aston Rupee. The dog, well, could be going anywhere, and an old Shag here thinks that the dog's going to be a superstar.
Yeah, he's very exciting. I'm thrilled to have him. Ray asked me when he was a baby if I'd like to take him, and I'm thrilled to have him, and he does look like he's going places for us.
You're
going to
be attacking a few Group 1s with Aston Rupee?
Well, I don't get too far ahead of myself ever because, yeah, sort of problems arise. But we've got the launching pad 2 weeks away, and that's our next aim, and I haven't got anything too far in front of us looking at after that. So we just get this out the way first, you know.
Glenn, I watched Aston Rupee on debut at Warrnambool. About 5 seconds after he crossed the line, I texted a colleague to say, I think we've found a new Simon Told Helen here. And as it turns out, that could be the understatement of 2020. Either that or the guy that said COVID could end up being a bit of a problem. but at what stage did you realise that this dog had a bit more than just city class ability?
He was coming along nicely before we raced him, and everything he'd done had been super in a handful of 3 or 5 trials type of thing. And he ran 22.04 in a field trial at Warrigal and broke the record. And I'd never had a dog break a record before it's raced before, and I thought we've got something really special.
Wow, so I'm tipping he would have only been probably 19 months old breaking that Warrigal track record in a trial.
Yeah, wow. Correct, yes, yeah.
Outstanding. He's obviously a superstar, but there's plenty of good ones in the kennel at the moment. You took out the Warrigal Cup in January. You had the fastest qualifier in the Crandon Cup recently as well. Any other unraced dogs that we will see soon?
There's a couple there, but it's too early to make calls on them to where they're going or where they're headed. It's sort of a bit early yet. The faster dogs in the kennel have already raced, and a couple of them are returning to racing, and then Limiting's a very fast greyhound. We're getting him ready. We've got a launching pad ticket for him as well. We've got a tick along with him, though. He had an issue after the derby at Ballarat, and we had to pull up on him, and we've got him all ready to go again now. So we don't, once again, we're under 2 weeks away, so we don't need any setbacks with him.
Look, my first memory of you in greyhound racing goes back to the days of World Title and Queensbury Rules. I remember seeing those dogs come up to Shepparton in the late 90s. But I'm tipping they weren't your first rodeo. When did you first get involved in greyhounds?
Mum and Dad had dogs when we were kids growing up.
Yep.
And so I've been in them all my life through Mum and Dad. And, yeah, so it's just gone from there.
Is this one of the more exciting times with a dog like Aston Rupee, or, you know, have some of the other ones sort of tickled your fancy a bit more?
Yeah, no. Rupee's as good as you'd ever want to get and come along as a young dog. But over the years, I've had I've had some very nice greyhounds come and go through the kennel, and some we own, some we didn't, and some reach their heights and some don't reach their heights, you know? So, it's as nice a team as I've ever had, that's true, yeah.
Glenn, you mentioned that you're going to go for the launching pad with Rippy and Limiting. Is there any dogs outside of your own kennel that you think might be going for that? And who do you think might be your biggest dangers?
Silver Lake. Silver Lake's an outstanding animal. He's headed for the launching pad as well.
Yeah, he's put down some super runs, Silver Lake. I think, did you actually even race against him with either Limiting or Aston Rupee recently? He was in the final of the Derby,
We were in the final of the Derby. Yeah. That got shifted from Geelong to Ballarat, which made it a bit of an awkward affair. None of us wanted to be at Geelong, but that's the way it ended up panning out, you know?
Yeah, you went.
It was unfortunate about that, because Ballarat lost an outstanding Derby final.
Absolutely.
And Ballarat would have been a lot better for everybody involved.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
And you're pretty stiff in that one. I thought Rufy was a whisker away from actually taking that race by the scruff of the neck, I thought.
I know. He was driving good. So anyway, yeah.
Someone had to back a truck into the kennels. It wasn't white. Hey, Glennie, the Phoenix, it got announced on Saturday night. Is this the, I suppose you wouldn't have known about it a week ago, but now a big million-dollar race. Is that the aspiration for a dog like Aston Rupee, or you'll be snapping up a slot if one comes your way?
Oh, I've got a lazy 75 in the top drawer doing nothing, so yeah. I don't know the details. I don't know how it works, but all the trainers with their good dogs are going to be keen to get in a race like that, of course. But you've still 75K per slot. I don't know where that's going to come from, you know.
Do you think something like this and this innovation will be good for the industry moving forward?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be good. It's just they've got to work it right. I'm sure they've done a lot of homework and looked at the pros and cons of it all before they've announced it and staged it and put it together. They're gonna be all over the positives and negatives of it all. So I'm sure they've done their homework on it, and I'm sure it'll work out fine.
I'm sure they have, and a person I reckon has done the homework back at the home base is you with Aston Rupee and your swag of good dogs. Glennie, mate, we won't keep you much longer. We appreciate your time and joining us today. And, mate, all the best with everything. We hope Aston Rupee continues to rise through the ranks and can knock off a couple of group ones and maybe, who knows, this big Phoenix at the back end of the year. Thanks for joining us, Glenn Rounds.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Glenn. Thank you.
Cheers, Glennie. Oh, well, there we have it. Old Glennie Rounds on the blower. Shag, was that everything you wanted from the big fella?
Great to talk to him. He's got the most exciting dog in the country at the moment, I think. So
certainly does. I think we might have to upgrade the phone line, though, over in Glennie Rounds' camp. It's a bit hard to hear him at times. That's all right. We'll be back with more non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet after this short break. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. Just spoke to Glennie Rounds, of course, of Aston Rupee fame, one of those gun dogs, boom dogs we call them here, that Shag has identified and think could be going to places which will be very fruitful with a bit of prize money at the back end of the year. But it's that time of the show where we need to talk about the upcoming races, Shagger. And there's a big race in Horsham on Saturday night. In fact, it's the Horsham Cup. You just want to give us a little tickle about who's running and maybe a little tip or two, Shagalaw.
Yeah, so, a good field assembled here for the Horsham Cup. The obvious one here, Shimmer Shine, broke the track record in the heat, had the fastest first split, fastest qualifier, hard to go past him in terms of winning the race. Box seven's good for him, but look, probably not ideal the dogs either side. Typically you'd love him out there, but he's got a dog in Fabriola Zad that wants the fence. Aston Cade can push off a bit. I think though Shimmer Shine's got enough early pace to burn him off early and find the lead still and get the win. Jim Zardashian, look, he was great in his heat, winning his race, and look, the inside suits him. Jax Bales drawn the red. Mr. America is another one that I like for a chance to run a place. But, I think this is all for Shimmer Shine.
$1.45 you can currently get for Shimmer Shine.
Yeah.
I don't think anything will be beaten old Shimmer.
No, only bad luck.
Okay.
With the form he's been in.
Do you believe that that's the case? Shimmer Shine won't go under at $1.45?
Yeah, last week we were saying Tommy just wins. I think this week we're all saying Shimmer just wins.
$1.45, we're brave. Maybe it's the well, no, you've already said who we're going to have our $5 on for $25 dog, but moving on. let's start with you, Shagger, today. Why don't we shag, please?
What do you do now? Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
Rightio. Starting off at Sandown for Thursday night, and yeah, we've mentioned this dog already, Tigalong Tonk, race 4. This is a reduced field size here. He's only got 6 dogs. He's a vacant box to his outside. He's in the 2. Look, if he does what he normally does, which is begin well and run fast time, he gets the job done here. Zipping Sultan, I do like it to finish the exacta in that race. He's been in pretty handy form, and he's got a vacant box to his inside from out in box 7. So, yeah, Tigalong Tonk to get the job done there.
Button press.
Yeah, baby.
Good boy.
Yeah.
And then moving on to race 6 over the 5.95. Tyler Durden here, look, he was the second fastest qualifier for the Australian Cup, but he just lacked the early pace to make an impact in the final. He's stepping up to the 600s here, and look, this will suit him down to the ground. Rostered off looks good to lead from the inside, but yeah, look, I think Tyler Durden, I'm excited to see what he'll do over the 600. I think he'll put down a pretty good time and win that race.
If he was the second fastest qualifier for the Australian Cup, how come he jumped at $35? Box draw?
Poor early speed. Yeah, so those dogs over the 500 just begin a lot better. He was in box 5, so, you know, he was going to rely on the heavens opening for him to get through. You know, when you miss the start, the dogs can block your run, and yeah, so that's why he was at a big price.
Needs to get better, like Mr. Speaker. All right.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
Race 8 looks Sunset Burbsky, just the class dog of this field over the 700s. Always a super finisher. Could settle last here and still win the race. She is susceptible to occasionally just getting blocked off for a run, but as I said, I think she'll be able to overcome trouble and still win this race. She's an odds on, but I think well deserved.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And then off to race 9. Mentioned this dog, I think, in Fast Bucks, Black Gemstone. Has to overcome box 8. There's decent early pace to his inside. I think he's going to be able to work himself into the race all right from out there. He's got a good engine. I think he'll be finishing too strongly for him, and just needs an ounce of luck when settling, and he'll get the job done.
Yeah, baby!
And then finally, moving on to Friday night, which is at the Meadows. Horsham have taken the Saturday night slot with their Horsham Cup meeting. So Meadows Friday night. I only had a quick look at the card there, and thought I might have found one, race 1 worth following. Number 3, Nikolai Bale. Look, he was the slowest qualifier for this maiden final, with the exception of the second reserve. He was drawn out in box 8 in his heat, and all he wanted to do was get to the rail. Wasn't very quick out, that's his only race start. He may jump a little bit better second time around and drawn closer to the fence. He was checked, held out wide in the early stages of his heat, but he looked like a good chaser, and, you know, he worked his way through the interference, and I think we'll see him put in a good run drawn near the fence on Friday night. So that's race 1, number 3, Nikolai Bale.
Yeah,
like it,
baby.
Well done. All right. We're going to flip over to Invest in the West.
Alrighty, we're going to kick off Cannington Saturday night, race 1. There's a dog making his debut here, box 1, Yannerup Flyer. It's trained by Crystal Shinners. It did a 5.50 split from box 7 in its last trial at Cannington. Moose and Le Cherry here, so it might even improve on that. That's definitely the kind of split you want to be doing this race because there's not much early pace. The Dangers in box two, Ready for Magic, always goes off a short price when it's on the inside, but he's just a bit awkward early for me. Maybe throw him into your same race multis, but I'm going to go for a bet on the nose here. It's Cannington Saturday, race one, box one, Yannerup Flyer, and we'll crack the whip for him. And then I'm going to head to the next race. Race two is over 715 metres. We're going to have a former Vic Chaser here, Shamrock Boy. This is a dog caught my eye early in his career. He didn't have great early pace, but I remember texting Shagger one day about this, and like, he looks a decent machine. He shows a lot of pace up that back straight at Sandown Park. He's ran four races at Cannington, two wins, two places, stepping up to the distance here. It's an okay race over the distance for Cannington. Hopefully he might get a price here because Boom Down's in the race, West on Rogers here, Hairpin Trigger, like they're all decent dogs. But we'll take the chance on Shamrock Boy. That's race two, box three, Shamrock Boy. And then we're going to head to race four. And this is coincidentally my third tip and my third Crystal Shinners tip. I'm going to go with... what number is this dog? Box five, Kenya Cruz. He's been running over the short courses, showing a lot of early pace, stepping up to 5:20 here. So there's definitely question marks over whether this dog can stick out the trip. But my theory on this race, in box one, Rippin' Purton has good early pace, but wants to move off the rail. Box three has also got early pace. So hopefully, if they can hold each other up, Kenya will be too far ahead and get the chalkies here. Also, if you're doing a same race multi, throw Rambo's Boy in. But again, I'm going on the nose and I'm going for box five, Kenya Cruz.
On the snout.
On the snout. And then in race five, more deductions is in box one. He's won easier races than this one. And he's got the cherry, so he just has to be backed here. So the last crack of the whip on Saturday night is race five, box one, more deductions.
Like it from you there, Kenny. All right, Depto Deviant. I'm not going to do any sort of weird voice or anything.
What is it? He texted in?
He's texted in.
Wouldn't be like the Depto Deviant. They slide into somebody's DMs.
Cheeky. Depto race seven. The Depto Deviant's all over number one. Tansar Bale over the 297-metre distance. So that's the tip from the Depto Deviant. Race seven, number one, Tansar Bale. Just quickly on Depto, of course, you might see on Twitter we drop out a bit of a who am I, and we'll pluck a few people to name a race on Thursday night. So race four is called Welcome to the World, Isla Ramiril. A fella's had a baby and decided to name the baby after a race. So, sorry, the race after the baby. So, Shagger, did you do that? No, I don't think you did. No. So that father's got one up on you. And then in race nine, the Sporting Feast, also a name of a race that a punter has chosen. So just another little thing that the non-chasers are doing here for everyone playing at home. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap it all up. Dog food, show me the money, non-chasers, multi, and we'll get the final thoughts and musings from the fellas. We'll see you soon. Welcome back to the non-chasers here for the final chapter of this evening's show. Now, we're going to get straight into it. A little bit of dog food.
Ach, chum, it's so chumpy, you get carving.
I love the old dog food stinger. It's one of my favourites. Okay, you know how this works, dog food. It's a great little game. This is either a dog or it's a term. Now, today's term, Kenny, you'll be glad to know, I was driving to the studio this morning and I drove past a golf course. So today's theme is golf. We're either playing golf or it's a dog. So just get that. Actually, no, we're going to put without further ado. We need to test those buzzers, please. Kenny, can you test your buzzer things?
Borrowed one from one of my neighbours. I'll go with McElroy.
Okay, McElroy. And you, Shagger?
Tiger.
Okay. Shout out to Tiger as well. I know he's doing it tough at the moment, so fingers crossed he's all on the mend after his little incident. But if we can get the music up in the background there for Dog Food Golf Edition. Question one. Snap hook.
Tiger. Tiger. All right.
Oh, that's Tiger.
Snap hook. I'll go dog.
Correct. 2015, 41 starts, 6 wins for old Snappy Hook. 1-0 to you, Shagger. Question two. Mulligan.
Tiger.
All right.
That's Tiger again.
Ah, the dog.
Correct, 1995. Mulligan. Of course, if you snap hook one off the tee and you're in a casual golfer, you might take a mulligan.
Shagger straight out of the boxes. I need a wee bit of room to muster.
Okay, question three. Eagle putt.
Tiger.
McElroy. Tiger.
Tiger.
Golf term.
Oh, correct. 3-0 for Shagger. He's started well here.
And no for the weekly 5-pointer. Yeah.
Question four. Fairway bunker.
McElroy. I don't even know what you said because I spoke over you. I'm going to go with dog.
Oh, you just had to say golf term because fairway bunker is a term. So negative one to Kenny.
Is it three, a dog as well?
3 to Shagger. In dog food first, though, it's a 6-point final question. Question 5. Under par.
McElroy.
Shagger.
Cheater.
Golf term.
Incorrect. Oh. It was a dog twice in 1987 and in 2008, so that's negative 12 points for you, Shagger. No, you do win that. Your lead was unassailable. Well done, Shagger. Wins dog food today.
It's an enjoyable episode of dog food, Shagger versus nobody. Nobody at all.
Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
All right, value play of the weekend. I'm going to kick us off. Race 3 at Sandown on Thursday night. Number 1, Bold Underarm at $12. Just think it's got a little chance at the $12 quote and hence will be my Show Me The Money selection. Shagger?
Mine is in at Sandown as well. Race 10, number 7, Shy But Savage.
Okay.
Sandown Park as well. Race 9. Aston Martin's been putting in some decent runs around Warrigal. So that's race 9, box number 7, Aston Martin.
Price?
$5.
Ooh, like it. Not bad. We don't have one from Big Oaf over here, Gunner, or he didn't text in?
Nah.
Okay, well, luckily he texted in for the non-chasers multi, and we're going to butter up and we're going to get this one. What was he texted in something. What did he want to include in the non-chasers multi? Gunner, of course.
He texted it to you.
Did he? it was Lakeview Walter, I believe, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll just say, yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah, it is. It's Lakeview Walter was Gunner's selection in the non-chasers multi. I'm going to chuck race 5, number 7, Busy Time. Just needs to run a drum. Kenny, how about yourself?
Race 6, box 2, Taylor Durden.
Ooh, Fight Club. And Shagger?
Race 9 at Sandown, number 1, Persian Goddess.
Okay. Tyler Durden and a Persian Goddess. All right, I like the sound of that. $5? $5, sorry, $3?
$3 sounds a bit more fair. Yeah.
$5 of that would be very, very generous.
I'd say if it was $5, Connor would be texting a lot more.
$3 for that. Of course, non-chasers multi, you know how it works. You just need 3 out of the 4 to run a placing. Of course, a couple of those are only 2-place dividends, but they're at the pointy end of the market. Fellas, that's all. Any final questions or musings or things you're looking forward to over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, the Perf Cup market is on site. Get on to that. Tommy Shelby. Mm. Get on him for his big homecoming this year.
Mm. And speaking of markets on site, the Phoenix.
Oh, it's on.
Check
it's
it out.
Who's the favourite?
Guess who?
Rupee.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get on, Tommy.
You are smitten. That's all, fellas and ladies, or anyone who listens to the show. Like, listen, subscribe. Keep an eye out on Twitter as well for the Who Am I this week for your chance to name a few races at the Dapto Dogs. And as always, if you are going to have a punt on the greyhounds, just do so in a responsible manner. See you later. Bye-bye.